Soprano Leontine Price singing O Holy Night by Adolphe Adam, a request for that performance from Laurie in Stevens Point. Ed in Bailey's Harbor is eager to hear Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's one of his traditional requests for this time of year. And he says that this song dates back to 1739 and feels that these old pieces are timeless, as wonderful today as when they were first written. This performance is with the Wallace Collection, the Britain Singers. Simon Wright conducts. from the Wallace Collection, a performance with the Britten Singers and conductor Simon Wright, singing Hark, the Herald Angels Sing, a request from Ed in Bailey's Harbor. Marian Madison has two very short favorites. We're going to first hear from Johann Sebastian Bach's Christmas Oratorio, Break Forth, O Beauteous Heaven, with guitarist Stephen Sichtberg. And following that, the song by Michael Praetorius Lowe, How a Rose Ever Blooming, with soprano Kathleen Battle.
Thank you.
Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming by Michael Pretorius, featuring soprano Kathleen Battle. And before that, we heard a short selection from the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach, Break Forth, O Beauteous Heaven, played by guitarist Stephen Sichtberg. Two short requests, favorites from Mary in Madison. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, and this is our 1 hour of Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
The new season of Wisconsin Life on PBS Wisconsin offers plenty to get excited about. Host Angela Fitzgerald connects viewers with people whose passions, experiences, and expertise celebrate the best of Wisconsin. New episodes air 7 p.m. Thursdays on PBS Wisconsin. Episodes are also available to stream at pbswisconsin.org and on the free PBS video app, on streaming devices and smart TVs.
Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, supplying natural fiber clothing, outerwear, snowshoes, and more. The new location is now open at 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or at rutabagashop.com.
WGTD-FM is now available on your smart speaker. Simply say, play WGTD on TuneIn and hear WGTD programming. 24/7 Jazz is also available. Simply ask, play WGTD HD2 on TuneIn.
1 hour on this Saturday morning, Christmas Eve. And coming up at noon, which is just about 28 minutes from now, it'll be the Metropolitan Opera's broadcast of Mozart's The Magic Flute. It will be in English. It lasts for 2 hours, and then I'll be back for 2 hours of Saturday afternoon classics. Let's continue with this request from Keith and Appleton for the Christmas Festival Overture by Nikolai Berezovsky. The composer said that he wrote this work. It's based on Ukrainian children's Christmas carols that the children sing as they go from house to house on Christmas Eve singing and dancing. This performance is with the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Christmas Festival Overture by Nikolai Berezovsky. Arthur Bennett Lipkin conducted the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra, a request for that performance from Keith and Appleton, a work that the composer wrote based on Ukrainian children's Christmas carols, and remembers when the children would sing as they go from house to house on Christmas Eve, singing and dancing. Let's continue with this request from Lynn and Menominee, and it's for selection from Amal and the Night Visitors by Giancarlo Menotti. Her request is for Have You Seen a Child? And Lynn has fond memories of watching this opera on Christmas Eve when she was young. Heard a selection from Amal and the Night Visitors by Giancarlo Menotti, Have You Seen a Child? And that was a performance with Tom Shippers leading an orchestra and various soloists, a request from Lynn in Menominee. Byron in Toma says that it's Christmas time once again, and Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet is perfect for the occasion. It's filled with magic, he says, imagination and creativity. Its iconic sound gets you in the happiest mood, and Maestro Seiji Ozawa is perfect every single time. Byron says he's thankful for this wonderful tradition on this station, and he wishes everyone in the classical music community and the Classics by Request family of listeners a very Merry Christmas. We have time for two short selections, starting with the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and ending with the Waltz of the Flowers. Seiji Ozawa conducts the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
From Peter Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, we heard the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Waltz of the Flowers, with Seiji Ozawa leading the Boston Symphony Orchestra, a request from Byron in Toma. Betsy in Madison was at an event this past week celebrating Chanukah, the Festival of Lights, and she heard a klezmer band play a lively work for Chanukah. Unfortunately, we don't have this in our music library, Betsy. We do have, though, a work that I think is also joyous to listen to during this festival season, a celebration of freedom, Chanukah. This is violinist Yitzhak Perlman with the Klezmer Conservatory Band playing a traditional tune called Der Kaiser Bulgar. Concluding today's program with a tune for klezmer, with violinist Yitzhak Perlman joining the Klezmer Conservatory Band on this seventh night of Chanukah tonight. It's also Christmas Eve. I want to send greetings to all of you. Happy Chanukah, Merry Christmas. Please stay warm. It's cold out there, so enjoy indoors with your loved ones, with friends, and just being together even by Zoom. Enjoy the holiday season. I'm Ruth Ann Bestman. Thank you so much for joining me. Coming up is the Metropolitan Opera's broadcast of Mozart's The Magic Flute. You've been listening to Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Classical music in concert is always a pleasure, even more so when the music is not only live, but local. Enjoy recorded performances of Wisconsin classical musicians Sunday at 1 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, dedicated to helping employers create custom provider networks and use data to self-fund their health plans. Information is at the-alliance.org/WPR.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.